It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. There was a time when dive bars could be found everywhere in New York, even across the street from the Port Authority bus terminal. Terminal Bar had a reputation of being one of the city's roughest. It was featured in a scene from Scorsese's Taxi Driver. It closed back in 1982, but it's coming back to life in a new picture book with thousands of black and white photos of its regulars. Office workers, prostitutes, runaways, pimps, and police officers. The pictures are by Shelley Nadelman, who bartended there starting in 1972 until its closing, and joins us to talk about it. Shelley, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Shelley, bartenders play a special role in the lives of the regular customers. If someone chooses a bar as their place to go, it's because they're comfortable there. They can relax in a place that feels, you know, nice and homey for them. But you introduced a camera into that relationship. Tell us about that.
The story begins as I got the camera just after my honeymoon. So I brought my camera to work, and my rate of shooting was 99%. Everybody wants to pose. Everybody wants to be in a film.
They were actually posing for the photos. You would think sometimes in a bar people are kind of hiding and trying to get away from something.
No, they were ready, willing, and able. Everybody. A couple of people over the years refused, but I got at least 99% of the customers. It was a lot of fun.
So, Shelley, you not only worked at Terminal Bar, but your father-in-law owned the place. Could you describe the neighborhood and describe the people who used to go there?
Most of the clientele was from the neighborhood in the beginning, but they were all wiped out by alcohol, and the new crew that came in was gay.
That was basically after Stonewall. After Stonewall, a lot of the people started coming out of the closet and going to other bars, right?
Oh, yeah. The clientele changed, gay, mostly black. No problem. And they loved to be photographed.
There were several regulars that you portrayed over the years, and in the book we get to see their transformation. Tell us about some of those. Do you remember some?
Yeah, the old man, Mr. Rodriguez, was there every day, and he was an ex-seaman, and he had no family, and he had these discharge papers and pictures of him retiring, and he had nobody to give them to. He gave them to me to hold, you know, to keep for him in posterity. So, and he died while I was tending bar. Yeah, I miss him.
Did he die in the bar?
No, he died in his room. He was lucky. Most of these people wind up in the hospital, alcohol-related, a lot of diabetics. It wasn't a happy time.
Did it live up to its reputation of being a really rough bar in New York?
No. See, that rough bar in New York was a bartender gave a reporter. If they asked me, I would say it was the gayest bar in New York.
How did it become the gayest bar in New York, considering where it was located?
It just seems that the regulars all passed on, and slowly but surely, the gay crowd took over. And I turned around one day, and it was a gay bar.
So what do you think the photographs in this book represent? Does it represent a specific time in history at this specific bar? Does it talk to a larger audience, Terminal Bar?
Well, to me, I mean, just look at the faces. You better stay away from alcohol. It doesn't make you pretty, I can tell you that. I don't know. It's a story. I feel like I was on a mission. I could look back and I could say, yeah, I was on a mission. I didn't know it then. But after checking everything out, I was on a mission.
So you live in South Jersey right now, and I understand that you still take pictures with that same Pentax, the 35-millimeter camera. Are you tempted to make the switch to a smartphone?
Or? Never.
Why not?
I'm too old.
What do you photograph?
Flowers, insects, my grandchildren. That's it. I live in a compound now. They call it a gated community. It's like summer camp.
Shelley Nadelman is the co-author of Terminal Bar, a photographic record of New York's most notorious watering hole. It's published by Princeton Architectural Press. Shelley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.